Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
KMLE-FM and HD1 Chandler Phoenix. You're starting the day with Gunner and Cheyenne. Powered by NobleRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Still there, oh, Caesar's that star-spangled banner yet waved o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne.
That was Lady A with our national anthem this morning. Welcome to Friday, September 9th, 2022. We made it.
I am so thankful it is Friday.
Gotta love those three-day weekends, right?
Yes.
It's a shorter work week.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Kind of a somber start to our day today as we gotta recognize and remember Queen Elizabeth II, who yesterday, I remember looking at the TV yesterday, and they were talking about Queen Elizabeth being sick and on doctor's orders, canceling appearances, this and that. And okay, well, hopefully she gets better. But then, like, later on in the morning, Good Morning America, and I think it was Jenna from Hoda and Jenna.
Yes.
She was, like, in Scotland.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you're there. And then just, like, minutes later, they announced that the queen was dead, that she had died. Like, they must have known something. You don't just board a plane. It's like, it's not like, you know, that little 45-minute little puddle jump from here to Vegas, you know?
Right. It's literally across the ocean.
Yeah. It's a long flight.
It's a long puddle jump.
So, did she die out of, like, yesterday or 2 days ago, and they were waiting to announce it, and people knew? I don't know. I have no idea how she got there so fast and how they knew to be there for the death of the queen.
I don't know.
She was 96 years old, died yesterday in Scotland. Her son Charles is now King Charles III. This whole family, what do you call that?
The tree?
Yeah. As to who gets the seat, you know, when somebody dies is fascinating to me.
It is. It's very fascinating.
And the whole royal family thing, the way things are run over there. Could you imagine if we, like, had a royal family here in America and, you know, like Washington, D.C. was the family's home?
Yeah.
And they, just depending on who dies, is who takes over the reign of the country?
It would be crazy. You know? It's a different type of world over there.
But so now King Charles III is king. who is the father of Prince William and Prince Harry, right? And he is also the husband of Princess Diana, who died a while back.
Yes.
But King Charles now has a new wife named Camilla. Now, if King Charles III dies, it goes to Prince William.
Uh-huh.
Young, strapping Prince William.
Yes.
Right? With, who's his wife? Kate Middleton? Right?
Yes.
And they got three kids.
Uh-huh.
Now, for Prince Harry, now it's understandably so as to why he left the family and like, I'm going to go over to the U.S. I'm going to do my own thing because there's no way in heck that dude is getting to sit on the on the throne over there.
Yeah, because it goes to the firstborn.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much does that suck?
It sucks a lot. It's and also, what's interesting is, as of a
firstborn for William.
Right, the firstborn for William, but it's regardless of gender now. It didn't used to be that way. It used to be, like, long ago that it would be go to the firstborn son.
Yeah.
But they have changed it now, and it goes to the firstborn regardless of if it's a boy or a girl. And I love that.
Can you imagine just by Prince Harry drawing that card of being the second born behind Prince William, now all your little nephews and nieces, they get the throne before you.
Yeah.
Which means you're never going to be sitting on that throne.
Nope. Never.
Unless you hire a hitman.
Don't do that.
But I mean,
I would advise against it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, you definitely don't want to take out your own family.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's understandably so as to why Prince Harry just chose
to
not have to live like that.
Yeah.
You know, and just got to do his own thing now. He's never going to be sitting on that throne.
Yeah, I don't blame him at all. Although it would be really cool to be like royal for a day, but he'd have to be royal for forever. So I get it.
Would have to be royal forever.
If he wouldn't have left, he would have had to been royal for forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, rest in peace, Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
And I'm sure we'll be seeing all sorts of tributes and stuff like that on the TV today. All right, here's your morning riddle.
Here okay.
I build up castles. I tear down mountains. I make some men blind. I help others see. What am I? I build up castles. I tear down mountains. I make some men blind. I help others see. What am I? Good luck to you. You got a guess?
Yeah, I do.
But it can't be that good if you're laughing at it.
Oh, it's great. I just don't think it's right.
As always, if you think you know, you can text us at 22108. We'll get you the correct answer to the morning riddle coming up here in 6 minutes on Camel Catcher.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
We were talking about the royal family and how Prince Harry, you know, there's no chance of him sitting on the throne because Prince William and Kate Middleton keep popping out kids.
Yep.
Yeah. Because I mean, when you're 30 some odd years old and your older brother who has the throne ahead of you is popping out little rugrats.
Has multiple children.
Multiple children under five. And you're 30 something. There's no way because those kids get the throne before you do.
It's just not going to happen.
No, but somebody pointed out on text at 22108. That's why Mufasa was so angry. Because
that makes sense.
Mufasa was further back.
Oh, that makes sense.
I haven't seen the Lion King in years.
Yeah, but
I kind of know the storyline.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Makes total sense. All right, the morning riddle. We do have a lot of correct guesses coming in at 22108. The riddle is, I build up castles, I tear down mountains, I make some men blind, I help others see. What am I? I build up castles, I tear down mountains, I make some men blind, I help others to see. What am I? Some of the incorrect guesses. Cheyenne does have a guess, and she thinks she's so funny with this guess.
I would rather just tell you right now.
All right, what is it?
Jesus.
No. Not one person texted that one in either.
It's Jesus.
Text the 480, Walt Disney. That is incorrect.
Okay.
Text the 480, Cheyenne. That is incorrect. I build up castles. I tear down mountains. I make some men blind. I help others see. Text the 317, time. That is incorrect.
Okay.
Yeah. Any guesses at all?
Jesus.
No. It was Scar, not Mufasa. I was reading these texts that are coming in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Scar?
Yes.
You mean Scar, not Mufasa. Scar was the brother. Mufasa was the king.
Yes.
So Scar was the angry one.
Mufasa was the dad to Simba.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I build up castles. I tear down mountains. I make some men blind. I help others see. What am I? It's not Jesus.
It's not Jesus.
It is sand. sand. They build up castles, sand castles, like tear down mountains. Loose sand causes the landslides, right?
Yeah.
I make some men blind, get a little grain of sand in your eye.
Yeah.
I help others see. What do you use to make glass?
Oh, sand.
Sand. It's compressed sand. It makes glass. There you go.
Jesus. But Jesus made sand. Yeah.
He started it all, Cheyenne. I guess you're somewhat accurate there. Sand is the correct answer. If you got it correct, nicely done. We do the morning riddle every weekday morning at 6 here on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, appreciate you having us on this morning. We've got your Jason Aldean tickets coming up at 7:05. Mr. Aldean's going to be at the Coors Light Bird's Nest on February 9th, 2023. Tickets are sold out, so when I'm coming up at 7:05. The story comes out of Massachusetts. There's a gal there. She was on a paddleboard. And just doing what you do on a paddleboard.
Paddling.
Paddling away. And then all of a sudden, bloop, goes the iPhone.
Oh, no.
Into the ocean. She kind of said, well, I don't have a scuba diving outfit. I don't got a tank. I don't got a heck. I don't even have a snorkel.
Yeah.
How the heck am I going to get my phone? Kiss that goodbye. Hopefully there's insurance on it, whatever else.
Right.
So she kind of bid that phone adieu. But someone in a scuba diving class found it the next day.
Oh, that's cool.
And somehow got a hold of her. I guess one of those, the feature on the phone that allows you to, I don't know, and there's some safety feature of calling some...
an emergency contact, yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Anyway, got a hold of her and got her phone back.
That's really cool.
Have you ever lost something and had it recovered? Had somebody get a hold of you and be like, you lost this, here you go?
No. I'm very cautious with all of my things. Because
except
I like
your debit card.
Yeah, that's true. Come I'm on. Very bad about losing my debit card.
Miss, I'm always super cautious.
Well, and like, then I can replace my debit card for free, but like I grew up with the mentality, like my parents always told me if you break it, if you lose it, you're not getting a new one. So like my phone and things like that, I'm very cautious with because if I break it, I mean, obviously now as an adult, I'll get a new one, but still I'm very careful. I don't take it around water. I don't, nothing like that.
I don't even get insurance on my phone anymore. I never lose it. I don't do anything crazy with it.
Yeah.
Never lost my wallet, thank goodness. I've never lost anything to where somebody's knocking on my door and being like, hey, I found this. And maybe I lost something, didn't know it. I don't know. I'm sure I lost a $100 bill somewhere along the way. Can't track down the owner of a $100 bill.
That's true.
Finders keepers on that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've all been to Vegas, been drunk in Vegas.
Yeah.
Got a lot of cash. I'm sure as I'm trying to pull out the next $100 and put it in the machine, the one fell out because I was hammered. Sure has happened. But have you ever lost something of value and had somebody come and bring it back to you? I mean, that's a stand-up thing for somebody to do.
It is. Especially
with a wallet with cash and credit cards in there for somebody to find you based on your picture ID that's in there. It's a stand-up thing to do. So has that ever happened to you? What was the item? How did you lose it? And how did they get a hold of you? How did they track you down? You can text us your story at 22108. We're getting to these texts coming up next.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, have you ever lost something of value? What was it? How'd you lose it? How did that person get a hold of you? And based on the texts that are coming in, thank goodness for social media. A lot of people getting tracked down through social media on things that they lost.
Good.
And, you know, obviously you got to have a name and you know, to be able to track somebody down on social media.
Yeah.
So a lot of the things that people lost are their wallets that had ID in it. And I wasn't too sure, like, how many texts and reaction we would get to this question. Because I never lost anything. You never lost anything. You know, all right, well, maybe everybody else on the same page we are.
Right.
And there's going to be a dud of a question. No, we got pages and pages and pages of text.
Y'all need to put chains on your stuff so that you don't lose them.
Remember the chains back in the day, though?
Oh, yeah. I remember.
I think it was like the skateboarding kids that had that, right? Yeah. The motorcycle riding guys?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, makes sense. You're on a skateboard, you're on a motorcycle, you don't want to drop your wallet out of your pocket, right?
Exactly. They're onto something. Chain.
All right, text coming in at 22108, text the 480. Good morning. I found two. Oh, this is from Mo. Mo turning in things that he found, which he works garbage, right?
Yes.
Garbage truck?
Yeah.
Text the 480. Good morning. I found two wallets and one purse all on the street. I turned them all back to the right people by their address or a phone number inside.
Oh, wow.
Nicely done there,
Mo. That's a lot of purses and wallets.
Well, he calls himself P.I. Mo. Private investigator, Mo.
Of course he does.
Yeah, text him 602. Years ago, my family and I went to Rocky Point, Mexico for spring break, And on the second day there, we went to a little taco shack. It was a couple hours. It was there I lost my wallet and was full of cash for the entire week that we were spending in Rocky Point. I didn't realize I had lost my wallet until a couple of hours later when we were in the fish market trying to buy ice cream. I panicked. And then I realized it had to be back at the taco stand. So we rushed back there, and I went to the window where a little old lady was working and asked her if she found my wallet.
Okay.
I know. There's no end to the story. We need it.
Okay, so what, happened?
Text of the 623. Finish that story, please. Did you find it? Did she have it?
I'm on the edge of my seat here.
I know. It was such a well-told story, and then you leave it as hanging. Text the 480. I lost my wallet at the Renaissance Festival, immediately canceled all my credit cards, went to the front to see if anybody turned it in and gave them my phone number. I got a text 30 minutes later that somebody turned it in with all the cards and $350 cash still inside.
That's awesome.
But man, that is the one thing about losing the wallet.
I know.
Canceling the credit cards.
It's a hassle. Oh.
And then, like, you know how, like, Google autofills all your information? Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, I go on Travis Matthew, everything's autofilled. Super easy to buy.
Exactly.
You get a new credit card number, you got to change all that. It's even more of a pain in the butt.
Bills, all the things. It's terrible.
Text at the 623. I left my wallet in a Target shopping cart 2 days before Christmas. The individual who found it found my driver's license in my wallet and then found me on Facebook and messaged me to return it. I had a large amount of cash, and all my credit cards and debit cards were in there. Everything was still there when it was returned. People are good.
That's awesome. Also, I feel like if somebody reaches out to you because they found your wallet, chances of them taking something are probably slim because you know who had your wallet.
You could always blame it on somebody else.
I mean, you could,
like,
I found
it this way.
I swear.
Sorry. Or just call it a finder's fee.
Yeah.
$350. Texted the 602, lost my wallet on Christmas. It slid off the back of my car, and I was headed to church. The lady who found it ended up finding me on Facebook during my church service. Talk about not being able to focus on the Lord.
Yeah. Or praying a lot.
Yeah.
That's a good place to be praying.
She ended up returning it to me later that night.
That's awesome.
Next to the 602, I was on a trip to Mexico. Left my entire purse at a coffee shop. The workers who found it used my ID to look me up on Instagram and send me a message.
Good. People are good. Things like this give me hope.
Yeah, like Luke Bryan says, some people are good.
Yeah. Apparently a lot of people are good. So we need to remember that.
Yeah, based
that.
On these stories, they're still coming in. Thanks for those texts.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, last night at the Footprint Center, Keith Urban performed live. Him and Tyler Hubbard and Ingrid Andress. We weren't there, but assuming it was a good show.
I would make that an educated guess. It was a great show.
One gal was proposed to.
Aww.
And the man who did the proposal made all his other dudes look bad. Because, I mean, how do you top that?
Yeah.
How do you, as a dude.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How do you're at a Keith Urban concert. Keith Urban invites you up on stage, and there you are with a big old ring on one knee in front of the love of your life. Keith Urban standing there, a whole arena, footprints that are full of people watching it all go down. How do you beat that?
You don't. That's pretty great.
Here's some audio.
You've already made me the happiest man in the world. You do me the honor of being my wife. Absolutely.
She must have enjoyed the early part of the concert.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You do me the honor of being my wife. Absolutely.
That's rough.
She's so excited though. All right, Keith Urban jumps in here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you said yes, Desiree. I was freaking out there for a minute. Oh, that is gorgeous. Look at this thing. Can we see that on camera? Look at this ring.
Well, it looked like a pretty big ring, too.
Aww.
So congratulations to Desiree and the man that made every other dude look horrible
yesterday. I love it. Congratulations.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Thank you so much for having us on this morning. Happy Friday. Cardinals football, they kick off on Sunday.
That's exciting.
We'll get Tyler Vasquez of the Bird Gang Travel Club. We'll talk some Cardinals football coming up just after 8 o'clock. I'll let you know some of the bets I'm looking at. I was a Cooper Kupp touchdown away yesterday from winning
$1,000.
$1,000? On a $10 bet. As all the other guys scored. Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills quarterback, and everybody else that I chose to score a touchdown scored. Cooper Kupp also scored a touchdown, but I had him with two touchdowns.
Oh.
And near the end of the game, if you watched the game yesterday, Cooper Kupp was so darn close to scoring a touchdown. And I was just Cooper Kupp touchdown away from that. Cooper Kupp from your hometown up there, Yakima, Washington.
Most definitely is. Yeah. He's from Davis High School.
But football season off and running. And we soon will be talking about Coyotes hockey. The NHL is getting ready to kick up here. Arizona Coyotes, their first home game out there on the ASU campus is on October 28th against the Winnipeg Jets. Now, the Coyotes are on in the news today because they expect to sell out every home game this season there at ASU's Mullet Arena.
Did you say mullet?
Mullet Arena. Yeah, it's spelled just like the hair, too.
Okay.
I guess the family that is supported.
Okay.
ASU or something, but it's the Mullet Arena.
Okay.
They say their season ticket revenue has surpassed what they were generating at their former home in Glendale.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to be selling out every home game. Now, they can get up to about 5,000 fans in that arena.
Okay.
In Glendale, where were they at? 17,000 fans. Is what they were capable of.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay,
not that they filled every seat every game.
Right.
They were capable of holding 17,000 fans at Glendale's, being knocked down to 5,000. Because of that, because of the seating kind of being shrunken down, you know, the amount of people that can watch the game, they raised the ticket prices. The average ticket price in Glendale was $90. The average ticket price at Mullet Arena is $170. So they almost doubled the ticket price to go see a Coyotes game.
Oh, boy.
The NHL average is 154. So the Coyotes above the NHL average.
Yeah. Still, though, that's a steep price.
Suites. The Coyotes had around 80 suites in Glendale.
Uh-huh.
Mullet Arena has 20 suites.
Well, that's a lot less.
Yeah, there's some big money that comes in on those suites. Too.
Wow.
ASU is going to have a student section. Well, I'm sorry. The Coyotes will have an ASU student section in this new arena. They'll have 400 seats. Now, if you're a student at ASU or know somebody that's a student, you can get ticket prices in the student section for around $25 to $50 per game. But the student section is on like one, I think it's on the visitor's end.
Uh-huh.
And it's all benches.
Oh.
So, yeah. Typical student
yeah,
section.
Yeah.
You know, college student
You're getting
section.
What you pay for at that yeah. point, for sure. Still, though, like, I am so excited for this year's hockey season.
Yeah, I've never been a season ticket holder for anything. I did get in
you are
on the
now.
Coyotes as a season ticket holder. I think I'm, like, three rows up from the glass or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
But, I mean, when you look at the photo, the rendering of the new arena, I don't think there's a bad seat in there.
No, I would agree with you. I don't think that there is.
So they're priced every single seat. It's like a lower bowl seat.
Yeah. I think it makes sense.
And to be in on like NHL games and watching that action happen on that ice.
It's going to be a good seat. I'm excited.
And it's a brand new arena too.
Yeah. It's so nice.
So October 28th. And I've seen a lot of, messages and emails about tickets and them being available. This says they expect to sell out every game.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to go to a game, just get to the website and see if there's anything available. See if you can get it on the season ticket thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm not going to go to every game. I'll probably sell some of the tickets, but, you know.
I'm so
if every game's going to be sold out, I can make some money.
You absolutely can.
Hopefully.
Pay for your season tickets.
I know. There's a lot of people do that with the Cardinals,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see what happens.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, happy Friday. Heading into the weekend here. We got Cardinals football coming up on Sunday. The NFL season has officially begun.
Yay!
And that is probably the reaction of every non-football fan and the wife of, or husbands or whatever, of football fans.
Yes.
Because once Sundays roll around, it's just kind of like from 10 a.m. on, rear end on the couch watching Red Zone. Because the games go from 10 a.m. Then you got the 1 o'clock games. Then you got Sunday night football. Then you think it's all done. No, and then you come back around Monday night football.
So much football. And I don't mind it. I don't mind the season. I'm just not, I'm not a big, big, big fan. I'm not you. Like, I'll sit down and watch a game, but, like, if I miss a game, I don't care.
Yeah. Tyler Vasquez is a big fan of the Arizona Cardinals. He is the co-owner of the Bird Gang Travel Club. We talked to him every week last season, and he is back with us again this morning. Tyler.
I'm excited.
There you are.
Another year. How about this?
I learned
Friday for Gunner and Cheyenne, baby.
That's right. That's right. And what I learned, so Tyler and I are doing a new Arizona Cardinals podcast.
Yes.
It's called Kickoff in the Valley. And what is the website? I love that Tyler does this. He creates like web addresses for everything. Because like when they travel to Mexico, like you did one for Mexico, right? For when the Cardinals go to Mexico, it's like Bird Gang.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, GoDaddy loves me because I spend a crazy amount of money on
every web address imaginable.
BirdGangMexico.com, and then now for for our podcast, it's BirdGangPodcast.com.
There it is. Simple.
Or for that's for the Apple users, and then for everybody else, it's just KickoffInTheValley.com.
KickoffInTheValley.com. Go there; it'll take you straight to the podcast. And it's just Tyler and I. We had some guests yesterday. I'm having a lot of fun with the podcast. They actually give us a producer.
What?
And everything. Yeah, I know. We don't even have a producer here on this morning show. But yet, this podcast that Tyler and I are doing, they gave us a producer. Adam. He's killing it.
Cheyenne, it's big time. And they're paying us millions of dollars.
That's right. You're missing out, Cheyenne.
Sick invite, guys. Yeah. Appreciate that.
We got a couple of... I got the invite myself. I wasn't told to go invite everybody else. They asked me. I said, okay, sure. There were some guests that we had on. We had like this Kansas City Chiefs super fan. Then we had the, what was the dude's name that hangs the banner in State Farm Stadium?
Mad Jack. Good old Mad Jack.
Mad Jack.
Who is that?
He was grandfathered in. He's the only guy that can like hang a banner in State Farm Stadium. Because all the way back to like the ASU days, he used to like hang a banner in the ASU stadium. So he's the only guy that can hang a banner in State Farm Stadium
fan?
For the Cardinals fan, as a fan.
Oh.
And it changes like what it says on the banner every week.
That's pretty cool.
So the banner, Cheyenne, is the Arizona State flag, but in the middle, instead of the star, it's the Cardinals' head, the bird.
Oh.
And then in the blue underneath, that's where it has the saying, whatever that may be.
Uh-huh.
And so it sometimes it's life reference, like 9/11. He had a reference of Roll On or Let's Roll.
Let's Roll.
The first came back after 9/11.
Uh-huh.
Shock the World for the Super Bowl. He's had sayings every game for the last, what do you say, Gunner, 28 years?
Something yeah, it's been like a that? Long time. Wow. Yeah, he got grandfathered in on that bad boy. But he's got a 9/11 one on there for this week because the game is coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
Against the Kansas City Chiefs. And, back to him. We do talk to him on the podcast, uh-huh. but you can listen to that whole conversation and his whole story there on our podcast. But Cardinals taking on the Chiefs Sunday at State Farm Stadium. The Chiefs are 6-point favorites. Now, a number of weeks back, they were only 3-point favorites. So the odds have gone more so in the Chiefs' favor and more so away from the Cardinals over the last number of weeks. Why is that, Tyler? Is it the injuries?
Well, Gunner, a lot changes daily, okay? As we found out yesterday as we were taping our podcast for today, Rondale Moore, one of the Cardinals receivers, which when you look at the Cardinals receiver room, DeAndre Hopkins, obviously suspended for 6 weeks. They are missing people. J.J. Watt, Zach Ertz, a lot of guys that you're counting on for them to have a successful run this year are banged up. And as you see, a healthy team is a good team. Look at the Buffalo Bills last night rolling the Rams.
Oh, man,
they looked, we said on the podcast yesterday that you could pencil the Bills into the Super Bowl. Well, after last night, I think that is a true statement. And so the Cardinals being 6-point dogs, kind of no surprise, but hopefully they'll shock the world Sunday.
Yeah, hopefully. Give them a little sucker punch. The old Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs, give them a sucker punch. Because everybody on the Chiefs is healthy. I keep hating to say, we talked about it on the podcast, but no, like everybody on the Chiefs is healthy. Cardinals are all banged up. What are we doing wrong in the Arizona Cardinals organization that all of our guys are just all banged up?
Yeah, how'd they get banged up? The season hasn't even started
Well,
yet.
One guy dropped grease on himself, and he's out, right? Yep. The other guy dropped like a weight in the weight room on his toe, so he can't play. Big dummy.
Probably because he had on the Crocs on in the gym, because that's a new thing right now.
Is it really?
Yes, don't even get me started. That's probably why.
I hate that. Diane hates the Crocs in the gym.
All right, but more on the Cardinals, more on some of the bets I made for Sunday. You can go to kickoff. What was it again?
Kickoff in the Valley.
Kickoff in the Valley.com. Simple as that.
Your own podcast. What is that?
No, I know it's Kickoff in the Valley, but I mean, it's as simple as that. Kickoff in the Valley.com. All right, Tyler, you got a pregame thing at Lolo tomorrow, right? Or on Sunday? Lola.
Yep. At the Lola, you can buy tickets right now. BirdGangTailgate.com. Another website for you, Gunner. BirdGangTailgate.com. We'll be out there at 9 a.m. getting ready for the morning game starting at 10. Okay. Diane, how do you like that? Being out there all day, 9 a.m. Sunday through, what's the night game? That ain't going to end until like 9 p.m.
I'm going to take a polite pass on that, but you have a good time, Tyler.
All right, Tyler, we'll see you on Sunday. And also, like, the BetMGM Sportsbook is opening up out there.
Oh, yeah.
Pauly D from the Jersey Shore is going to be on a great lawn ahead of the game on Sunday.
I love it.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Yeah, it's good on a Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Appreciate you having us on. It's Gunner and Cheyenne. Let's play a little game.
Okay.
The game is called, Is This Brilliant or Is It Gross? Okay. All right, I'm going to tell you a story, and you text us at 22108 your thoughts. Brilliant or gross? Someone on Instagram posted a video.
Is this going to make me dry heave?
I don't think it'll make you dry heave.
Okay.
No, not that gross.
Okay.
Someone on Instagram posted a video how to deep clean your toilet seat. You simply unscrew it from the bowl and pop it into your dishwasher. Is that brilliant or is it gross?
That's disgusting.
Why?
Why? Why not? Is a better question.
Okay, so you do hand wash everything or you dishwash it?
I mean, I hand wash
you
everything.
Hand wash, so maybe that's the issue. A dishwasher is soap and hot water. And you put dirty dishes in there, washes them. They're nice and clean after the cycle, right? So why not throw your toilet seat in there, let the dishwasher do its thing, and it's clean when it comes out? What is so gross about that?
Because of what the toilet seat is for. That is gross.
It's for you to plop your butt cheeks down onto to do your thing.
When was the last time you lifted up this toilet seat to your toilet and cleaned it? Do you know what that looks like?
I don't do that.
Exactly. If you did, you'd understand.
Of course I know what it looks like,
though. Splatter.
I don't clean it. I understand that because I lift it up to pee.
So there's splatter and there's all sorts of stuff. Like, that's gross. I don't want that going in my dishwasher.
How violent are your poos?
It's not, but I also have a toddler. Like, I have a 5-year-old and an 11-year-old boys whose aim is not always accurate.
Well, see, but I mean, but the whole idea of the dishwasher is to sanitize, right?
Right.
Hot water, soap sanitizes your dishes. So why are you so worried about and dry heaving over the thought
because
of
it's
a toilet seat?
Toilet seat in the dishwasher where you put your dishes to eat.
You've never seen the studies of how toilet seats are cleaner than doorknobs?
Yes, I have.
And everything else.
That still doesn't change my mind. I'm not eating off of a doorknob. I wash my hands before I eat.
Okay, so your list of pros are zero. There's nothing.
None.
Right? No pros to this?
No.
The cons are what?
Everything. And I'm pretty
everything
sure
it.
Everything, if I think about it, I'm pretty sure it's going to take you more time to unscrew that toilet seat than it would to spray some bleach on there, let it sit for a minute, and
scrub
it off.
Yeah, but there's a lot of nooks and crannies you may not be getting.
No. Get an appropriate brush. Maybe you need a toothbrush. Use specifically for cleaning and clean the darn toilet. This is not a hack.
Got to be somebody on my side. Everybody's saying it's gross.
It's
text
disgusting.
The gross. Text the 480. Some dishwashers don't sanitize. Text the 602. Gross. Text the 602. Oh, so gross.
Oh, so gross. It's disgusting.
I don't know. I really don't see an issue with it.
Yeah, because you don't clean the toilet. You don't know how dirty it actually is.
If I did, I probably would just throw it in the dishwasher.
Honestly, though, that's factual. Yes.
I'm lazy that
and
way.
Nobody ever ate at Gunner's house again.
Now, the person who did this, they put it in there with their dishes.
Oh, no. That's worse. That is disgusting.
A few people pointed out in the comments that from the bacteria standpoint, toilet seats aren't actually that gross compared to things like doorknobs or even your phone that you have next to your face all the time. Right.
Yeah.
We've seen those studies. We've heard about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bacteria test your phone. It's got more bacterial content than a toilet seat does.
Especially women because all of your makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I'm not eating off of my phone.
Booties are clean.
Yeah, I understand that. Exactly. It's the content. It's not the outside surface I'm worried about.
Man. I don't know. I don't have an issue with this. There's got to be somebody on my side.
I think if you came home and saw your wife pulling that out of the dishwasher, you would lose your mind.
All right, here come the brilliant texts.
Okay.
22108. We're going to get to more of these texts coming up next. Brilliant or gross? Let us know.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, we are in the midst of a new game that is soon to be sweeping the nation, I'm sure. But we'll see it on all the TV networks soon.
Yeah, totally.
Is it brilliant or gross?
They're already calling us to script it out.
Yeah, they're like, can we get copyright on that? Brilliant or gross?
No, you cannot.
No, for $1 million, yes. There's a video on Instagram that somebody posted showing how to deep clean your toilet seat. You just unscrew it from the bowl, pop it in the dishwasher, and run the cycle. Most people who have commented seem to think it's gross, but a small sliver of the internet thinks it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. The main pros, every nook and cranny gets cleaned, especially if your dishwasher has a sanitized setting that superheats the water. Yeah, I can see that being a breaking point as to whether you're going to do that or not, right? You got to have the superheated water because that hot water sanitizes. You know that. You can sanitize things without soap, without anything, with just super hot water. Main cons.
It's gross.
Couldn't leftover poop articles end up on your dishes?
Yeah.
You know, that was one of the comments on
there.
In the video, they actually put it in with their dishes, not on its own.
Which is even more gross.
A few people pointed out in the comments that from a bacteria standpoint, toilet seats aren't that gross compared to things that we put on our face, like our phone, and things we touch on a daily basis, like doorknobs.
Yes, I can't argue that. I cannot argue that at all.
So that's why this new game has come about. Is it brilliant or gross? Cheyenne thinks it's gross. I think it's brilliant. Some of the texts coming in at 22108. I will say the majority say, ew, gross. I can't tell you how many E-W-W-W-W I've seen. Coming in on text.
Ew.
Is that in their Jimmy Fallon bit? Ew.
I have no idea. Now I feel like you're going to go look for it.
Now I got to find it.
I feel like if I really wanted to sanitize my toilet seat, I would just put it in the tub and put boiling water on it. Like, soak it in boiling hot water.
Yeah, but I mean, that's so much effort.
It's the same thing.
Just take it off, throw it in the dishwasher, hit a button.
What? I mean, wait, what?
Jim Fallon. Some like Saturday night live bit. Text at the 602. Don't invite me over for dinner, Gunner. Text at the 480. That's absolutely repulsive. Text at the 312. The dishwasher always leaves a residue.
Ew.
Yes. Text the 480. It's brilliant. I would prefer to have the dishwasher cleaning it while I do the bathtub. Time saver.
Nope.
I agree. Text the 602. If you're going to put your toilet seat in the dishwasher, you might as well just sit there and eat in the bathroom while you're taking a poo. Text the 480. If you put all the toilet seats from your house in the dishwasher without any dishes in there, then I'm okay with that. Just don't put the seats in with other dishes. Text to the 480. So not gross. Brilliant.
So not gross.
Yeah. I mean, let me ask you this. In the washing machine, your boy's poop-stained underwear, you put that thing in the washing machine with all your other clothes?
Well, if it's bad, like if it's not just like, you know, there, like a stain, like if it's actually on their chonies, I make them wash them prior to putting them in the washing machine.
You make them wash them?
Mm-hmm.
So you make your 6-year-old go to the sink and just wash all the poo off his underwear?
Yep, I absolutely do. You don't like it? Just wipe your butt
away,
better.
Man. I would just throw it away.
Yeah, but it's teaching him, like, if you don't like it, then clean your butt better. Clean your butt. So you don't have to do
it. I don't know, man. I don't have an issue with it. I think there's all sorts of nasty underwear we're washing our clothes in with a washer. A lot of it's on cold wash.
You're not eating in the washing
You're still putting
machine.
It on your skin. It's going over your head. When do you put a t-shirt on from down below? It goes over your head.
It's eating. It's the dishes. It's the dishwasher.
I trust the hot water. My hot water tank is so stinking hot. I mean, you can get a scalding burn in the shower if you have it So
you tell your wife to put the toilet seat in the dishwasher. See what she says.
I didn't have to. I'm going to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I'll clean the house. Watch this, honey.
Thanks for listening to Gunner and Cheyenne on Demand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.